All right, here we are again on KTWH, as promised, with a weekly check-in with Greg Ruberg, and I think I got the dials right this time. Greg, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so let's see. It's the end of August, and we are looking at wrapping down summer and ramping up school. Meantime, the pandemic continues. You want to tell us something about the numbers and the testing for the last week or two?
Yeah, so we've stayed very stable in terms of positive COVID cases for Lake County, which is great news. It's great to be able to report that every week. Yeah, Cook County has had a slight increase in their positive cases over the past couple of weeks, but nothing alarming at this point. Certainly something to keep a close eye on. The thing that's interesting about the North Shore is, as everybody knows, we've seen dramatic increases in traffic coming through Two Harbors, through Silver Bay, up to Grand Marais, and
yes,
more and more people. But we've had stability and positive cases, so that's great news.
That really is, and I have to say, to me personally, I feel like it's surprising. I keep thinking, attributing it to it's healthy people in general that come up and they're staying outside and they're leaving if they get sick. Do you think that's a fair assessment of why we've managed to stay pretty stable throughout this incredible summer?
Yes, I think that's a big part of it. When you look at, I think the more time has gone on, I think the more we've learned about COVID-19 and ways to really mitigate the transmission. So all of the things that you mentioned, if you're sick, just don't go out around people. And when you do, you know, wear the mask and social distance and all of that. There was an article in the Star Tribune back on Tuesday of this week talking about, they call it the leveling off of the second wave of COVID-19 in Minnesota. And they talk about the number of positive lab cases and the people that are currently sick, but really tried to link it back to the mask mandate of July 25th. So we're nearly a month into the mask mandate, and there's no really solid research to show that it's working, but there's some correlations that appear to show that it's having a positive effect.
Hmm. So, you know, I guess the lesson from that is just keep doing it, because now we're going to see an uptick in our young people, kids, students, getting together for school. Do you anticipate, I mean, that creates all kinds of complicating factors for adults, teachers, administrators, and also parents, and also healthcare workers who are also parents. How can we transition into this new state?
Yeah, I think this is one of those issues that I keep coming back to. It's such a complex issue. There is really no easy decision in terms of, you know, getting back into normal activity or back into normal school. And I think you see schools across the state and across the country, a wide variety of models, you know, from full in school to full online to hybrids. And I think there's just so many considerations and issues behind those decisions. Number one, about, you know, can we get a handle on the pandemic so we're not, the transmission rate's not high and we don't create or cause a surge? I think that's important. The kind of the flip side of about that, and I can speak on behalf of being a hospital administrator, I'm really concerned about our ability to staff our hospital and two clinics coming up this fall and winter for a whole bunch of reasons or factors, one being influenza, number two being COVID, and three, and I think just as important, is parents of young kids that have to be home and transporting to and from school when it's a half day and to and from daycare, and it's going to be very difficult for us to keep a hospital and clinic open, which is going to be required to care for people with influenza and COVID and all the other medical issues that we do address here.
Yeah, so, and I guess this is a problem that's being reverberating around every big cities and small towns alike, although it probably looks different for us than it would for a huge urban area. But I'm assuming, I mean, I know a lot of the people who work up there at the clinic, and they are parents. They're parents of children of all ages, and I guess just trying to keep, and it seems like from hearing the school board, you know, there is, and from the, coming down from the state of Minnesota, there is a flow chart plan for if and when, you know, the first case is diagnosed in the school, what happens next. And so hopefully that flow chart will work and will contain cases. I guess that's the plan, right?
Yeah, and I would say that this flow chart or kind of these guidelines that MDH released through the governor's office are very much what we've done, I think, dating back to March in hospitals. Ours, we had really a two-pronged approach. Number one is, how do you prepare for a surge? And we talked a lot about that as far as an influx of patients. So that was one whole area of planning. The other one was, how do you really control COVID-19 and prevent it from impacting your staff so that you could carry out the surge plan if you have to? Once we had that figured out, then we did the same exact thing with long-term care facilities across the county and across the state. That's where the residents live, and the staff have to be healthy to care for them. And we saw some challenges early on, but really, I think, created some really solid plans statewide and locally to address that. I think the school's kind of that next, maybe that next phase of this is, now we get back into the school year, we have to have very solid plans to trigger testing when there's a potential positive case and isolate when appropriate and make adjustments to, so we can control that spread and keep kids and parents, grandparents healthy, and teachers, of course.
Yeah. Well, really, I'm so heartened to hear that at least we will finish up the summer with a relatively stable situation, and I know that's due to a lot of hard work on a lot of people's parts. So thank you, Greg, for the check-in, and do you have anything else, or till next week?
Nope, I hope I can come back next week and continue to report positive news.
Great. All right, thanks so much, and we'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Greg Ruberg, of the CEO of Lakeview Hospital and Clinic, giving us an update for the week.